This is The Register, a weekly biography of some of the most noted African American individuals from Oregon's history. I'm Zachary Stocks. Allen and Louisa Flowers were the heads of a prominent black family in early Portland and the city's first black land developers. Allen Flowers was born in 1847 in Columbus, Ohio. In 1865, he was working as a cabin boy on the ship Brother Jonathan when it docked in Portland. Flowers deserted and decided to stay in Oregon. He got a job as a busboy at Lincoln Hotel and later worked at the U.S. Customs House in the city. Louisa Thacker was born in 1849 in Boston. Her early life is unknown, but she married Allen Flowers in 1882 in Victoria, Canada. The couple then moved in together in Portland. The 1880s saw the completion of the Transcontinental Railroad, connecting Portland to the east. Allen was hired for a desirable job as porter in charge of Northern Pacific's Portland to Seattle line. He would keep this job until 1900. Despite black homeownership still being illegal on paper, the couple purchased a home on Northeast First Avenue and later built a road that led from their home to Union Avenue on the waterfront. The couple saw property ownership as a way to build greater social and financial wealth. They went on to acquire many more properties, starting with homes near their own. Eventually, the couple would own four homes on Northeast First Avenue and Northeast Schuyler Street. They later purchased acreage near Mount Scott, where they raised horses and raspberries and hosted social gatherings. Home ownership was rare for the 500 or so blacks in Oregon at the time, and owning multiple properties was highly unusual, even among Portland's white residents. The couple's real estate success gave them a prominent role in local social affairs. Louisa, in particular, used her position to advance various social causes through leadership in local civic organizations, like the Bethel AME Church, the NAACP, the Williams Avenue YWCA, and the Oregon Federation of Colored Women's Clubs. Allen was selected by Governor Oswald West to represent Oregon in a National Negro Farmers Caucus, and Allen was personally responsible for organizing a visit to Portland by Booker T. Washington. The couple also raised four sons in Portland, many of whom lived in their properties and purchased properties of their own. Ralph Flowers owned an auto repair shop that later became the home of Portland's Cotton Club, a prominent venue for jazz. Louisa died in 1928, and Allen died in 1934. Both were laid to rest at Lincoln Memorial Park Cemetery. In 2019, the Portland-based affordable housing agency Home Forward named a new apartment building after Louisa Flowers. The Register is a co-production of Oregon Black Pioneers and KMUN. Learn more at OregonBlackPioneers.org.